Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
216-474-0092. 216-474-0092, Jeff. Jeff, have you ever done anything contract detrimental to the team before? Just want to make sure.
Don't believe so.
Just you and Jimmy Butler?
I don't believe so. You tell me. I mean, we're the team right here, baby.
I guess so. No, I don't think you've ever done conduct detrimental to the team for at least something that I didn't sleep on the next day and didn't care about anymore.
Good.
Okay. Me? Yes, no?
Well, of course not, Andy. Oh,
the silence.
You're the most generous man ever. You keep buying us stuff.
That's so you'll
here,
be nice to me.
Good to go. Thanks.
What do you want to drink? I would say to Jeff, and he wouldn't say anything. So I would just bring him back a drink, and he would be happy.
What a nice guy.
It's all
I'm telling you. Nice everybody team. Needs a coworker like Andy Baskin.
What a pal. What a pal. What a pal.
What do you mean, buddy?
I smell the sarcasm.
What a pal.
No, it's true.
216-474-0092.
It's true.
All right, let's help out our other pal here. What's your issue that's going on, Dan, that we need to help you out with?
All right, gentlemen. So I am lazy. That's the right word.
Good answer.
And so with being gifted with this laziness...
It is a special gift.
It
yes.
really is.
Yeah, I mean,
at what point is it ridiculous to keep the Christmas decorations outside and lit?
Outside?
At what point has it gone too far?
And lit?
Yes.
Like turning it on and every night?
Correct. It's all hooked up to a timer. Because I'm, again, gifted with laziness.
As long as it's sitting there, leave it lit. If you haven't taken it down, I'd keep burning it at least through January. Why not?
Question.
You have a little penguin. I know that. A little penguin.
Yeah, quite little.
We had a little penguin in our front yard too, right? Snowman that was holding a little penguin. How many of your other neighbors still have their lights up?
I think one. I will have to report back later, though, because I don't totally remember. Because, again, it's not like I'm taking walks around the neighborhood because
right.
of my incredible gift.
This is true. You should be a super... Has Marvel ever thought about Lazy Man? Wouldn't that be a great guy? That'd be a great
There's
character.
No need to I'm going to take a nap.
Good idea.
Call Iron Man. I got a lot to do.
Yeah. I'm not. There's too many wrinkles in that. Iron Man's your guy. Listen, your neighbors, you think you have one neighbor that still has lights up.
I believe that is the case. I believe I'm at one neighbor.
Are you feeling like, what's the fear? FOMO, fear of missing out. Do you feel like you're... Do you have that FOMO feeling about still having your Christmas stuff up?
No, it's just more like, I think they all know that I'm lazy. And okay. I don't want to give them more ammo as to why I am lazy. So I kind of want to follow the norms a little bit. Also, due to my, again, what I've been blessed with, it's not like we have a finely shoveled driveway either. Because, you know, I got a reputation to uphold.
Yeah, I mean, who else needs, I still have ice on the driveway. I need it there.
Okay, yeah.
In case exactly. I need ice, right? Extra ice. You never know when you're going
to
have
think
a
if it's
last second party. Go back outside, chop it up, throw a couple beers in the cooler, you're good to go.
I like to think
no
of it
need,
as protection.
No need to spend $2 on ice.
Just in case the King of England decides to show up.
That's right.
I got to protect exactly my right. castle.
I'm assuming then the tree is still up on the inside then?
Oh, yeah, darn right that tree's up. That thing's making it to at least Martin Luther King Day, if not longer.
When is there a statute of limitations on the tree?
I don't know. I've got relatives that keep theirs up and just decorate them for the holidays until they finally get around to it.
Dude, I mean, if we can...
got one cousin that decorates it for Valentine's Day, Easter. It's ridiculous.
The tree is up for Valentine's Day?
The problem with their tree is they're afraid if they take it down, it's just going to crumble to bits and
oh,
be
it's
way
legit. It's
too
a real,
much work.
It's a real one. Gotcha.
No, it's a fake one that's seen some things.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Jeff, tree up or down?
My wife took it down before New Year's Day.
Whoa!
Wow!
And took
is that
down
tradition?
And took I don't know. She started doing it, and I said, "What are you doing?" And she said, "Christmas is over." I said, "Yeah, but you know, our daughter lives out of town. She had to go back for work, and then was returning for New Year's." I said, "Maybe she'd like to still see you know the Christmas tree up and all the holiday decorations." And she said, "Nope, they're done." And she took down everything Christmas before New Year's. I thought, well, okay.
Did you hear the answer on my house this morning when I said it to you?
Yeah.
When we talked to, did you hear the answer to?
No. What'd you say?
Guess. Up or down? Is the tree still up in our house? Yes or no?
Man, your wife's on top of this stuff. So yeah. I'm going to say.
She's the anti Andy
Baskin.
You know
what? I'm going to go with she's got the ornaments off of it, but the tree itself is still up.
Hmm. The answer is 100% still up.
Is it 100%
really? 100% still up, yeah. She does such a great job of it, too. You know, I'm like the guy that throughout the year, you kind of see those little the ornaments that are like, Oh, like we were in Charleston. So we got one of these little Charleston ornaments that we put up there.
Sure, you did.
And like You see a little hockey skate. You know, you see those ornaments? Those are on the tree, too.
Nice.
It's almost like, should you have a kid's tree or a regular tree? Kind of that argument. Does that make sense? You with me on that?
As a man who has a Tyrannosaurus Rex cookie jar currently sitting on his mantle? You know which direction I am.
That is impressive. That is very, very impressive.
We're not adults. We will not claim to be adults. We will never be adults.
Nice.
All right, so what are you going to do?
I mean, I think what we'll do is... Hey, I'm not doing it today. It's too damn cold. That's just ridiculous.
I could use some help.
I'm not a penguin. I'm not a polar bear. We're not taking that down.
Let it ride, man.
You're going to let it ride? Is he doing the right thing? That's my question. Is it, and what is the statute? Like, at what point do you get aggravated? Like, my neighbor across the street, like all my neighbors... So we had the one neighbor across the street that had like the blow up lawn stuff like we kind of did with the penguin. And I loved it. I loved it. And then I came out like after probably before New Year's, it was gone. And I was like, oh, It was like, you know, when I was a kid, we'd go to Neyland Park and we'd drive through Neyland Park. And that was like the greatest thing ever when I was a kid. That was to me, that was Disneyland. And then like TRW used to do a thing out on Richmond Road. They had a big one, too. When I was a kid growing out there, we used to go through there, and that's Legacy Village now, all that stuff out there. But I just like, you know, you look at it, and then I've got my other neighbor who's straight ahead and off to the left, and like, I don't know if they've got some company that comes in and does it, but he's got like the track lighting around the top of his house.
That's big time stuff.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's, then there's a part of me that wonders if it's up there all year now, and then he just turns them off, and you can't tell.
I wonder
because
they're
tracks.
I always wondered about
that. That's smart.
It's a great idea if you think about it.
And on top of the fact now with these LEDs, you can have them change colors just basically with a remote. So you can, I mean, heck, if you want red, white, and blue, boom. You know, you want whatever, you want green for St. Patrick's Day, boom. You know, it's really nice.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do one of these drone kits. I'm just going to put a drone kit up every year, and it can hover around our house for every holiday and just change colors then.
Really?
What do you think of that? I'm going to buy about 1,000 drones.
I think that would be great.
Let them fly around my house. It'll be outstanding.
Kids would have to stop the action and pick up basketball games because you're not allowed to have drones flying over sporting events.
I'm really excited for when you're going
to
have the
Is look. There any truth to that? You bring that up.
They stopped an NFL game the other day. One
because
of the playoff
they had
games,
up?
There was a drone flying over the stadium. They shut her down.
I know that there was a high school football game 2 years ago over at Warrensville Heights when they opened up their new stadium, which, by the way, is really nice. And the team they were playing against had a drone that they were flying for team film, and they stopped the game in the middle. They're like, it is illegal to fly a drone over Warrensville Heights High School during athletic activities. And so they stopped the game, and all of a sudden you see like this kid who was flying the drone humble as the drone comes back into the thing. Is that the future of holiday house lighting? Drones.
I don't know. I think the way we're going is the LED lights or even those spotlights, I think probably is the future that we're going to have. Those spotlights are really nice that you can do all sorts of stuff with.
And they can do like all the, yeah, I like
the sparkles drone thing,
and stuff.
I think the drone thing is where we're going instead of fireworks.
I think you're right on that too.
Drone shows instead of fireworks.
Have you seen any of these?
I've seen video of them, and it's unbelievable what they can pull out. And I've seen Spider-Man, so I got a general idea.
Well, that's a good point. No, if you ever get bored and you want to see what these drones can do, rather than, like, I'm sure ballparks are going to stop doing fireworks nights and start doing drone nights. And Because go back, the Angels did it. I know the Angels did it a couple times, or they did it at least once, and they did it in conjunction with Disney.
Right.
It was like watching the movie in drone. It was unbelievable. And as I said, I was just mesmerized by the whole thing. Then maybe what we could do is we could do the drones and the fireworks at the same time, and you could see all the drones come flying out of the sky after getting hit with the fireworks.
Okay.
It's a very, very expensive Roman candle fight. That's what I'm hearing right now.
Cavs go back on the floor, don't they, Jeff?
That's what I hear, Andy. They usually do.
Are we worried about our Cavaliers after losing the other day in Indiana?
Why
now
no?
They get payback tonight.
Why no?
I mean, they are 33-5. TNT, big games.
You think so?
Let me take one phone call. We'll go to break. We'll talk more about the Cavs here in a second. Gary in Cleveland. Hi, Gary.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, man? How are you?
Hi, Gary.
Wanted to talk about the Buckeyes. I live in Columbus, but I'm a truck driver, so I'm in Cleveland twice a week.
Sweet.
Jeff's always dogging us Ohio State fans because we're on Ryan Day so much, but just wanted to ask Jeff if he realized how much money Ryan Day makes for being head coach.
Why does that matter?
You mean to win national championships, Gary, like he might on Monday?
I'm sorry?
He's paid to win national championships, right?
Well, and the biggest thing is to beat Michigan, too. Like his,
yeah, that was 1957, Gary.
Gary, bigger than winning a national championship?
I'm sorry?
Bigger than winning a national championship to beat Michigan.
Beating your rival.
Is it bigger? Is it bigger to beat Michigan or win a national championship? That's the question that's on the table.
Beating Michigan first, and then,
and that's why I'm rooting for Ryan Day.
And Gary, a guy that a team, does it important if you win? I don't know, if you beat six of the top nine teams in the country in the same season, something no one's ever really done before. I don't know that anyone's ever done that before. Does that matter?
Okay, that was just this year.
Yeah, that is this year.
But the reason that all of us fans have been on Ryan Day, look at, for the reason that he's lost to Michigan for the past 4 years.
So, Gary, do me a favor. Gary, just do me a favor. I have no problem. Gary, listen, I worked in Columbus. I host the John Cooper Show. I'm not going to sit here and take a lip from you. Here's what I want, Gary. Gary, I want you to call me on. I want you to call me on Tuesday if they beat Notre Dame, and I want you to say loud and proud you want him fired. That's what I want to hear. Will you do that for me? Will you do that for me? You'll call me on Tuesday and tell me you want Ryan Day fired if they beat Notre Dame. Okay.
I'm just saying that he, as a diehard Buckeye fan, he still has to beat Michigan.
I don't disagree. He does need to beat Michigan. Gary, I will agree with you on that. It can't happen every year, but I just think it sounds absolutely absurd right now that you would sit here on the heels of a championship night on Monday night with the ability to beat Notre Dame and be the best team in the country, and you had one little stumble against a team that you probably should beat every year, but you didn't, and so what? I mean, you beat every top 10 team you played this year. I don't know what more you want.
It's like going to an expensive restaurant. You could end up with a phenomenal cowboy ribeye, but the bread they brought you was a little bit chilly, so you're really mad.
John Schumann, NBA.com, next, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.